3, 2, 1. In 1918, Europe was hit by the biggest epidemic of today's history, even more deadly than the epidemic of 1444, better known as the Black Plague. Hello, my name is Flynn Winter. I have studied the Spanish flu for over 8 years, and I have a story to tell you. When I was younger, my grandpa has told me this story, what it was like to live through the Spanish flu before his passing in 1934. Chapter 1, How It Began.
It was a sunny day in Manchester during the youth of my grandpa's life when he was out for his daily walk when a person collapsed over on the floor. My grandpa went over to the ground, to the groan.
Just restart that line. You're good.
On the floor, my grandpa went over to the growing crowd. The man was quickly rushed to the hospital while my grandpa went with his day. Over the course of 2 weeks, a lot of newspaper was covering how multiple people has fallen terribly ill. He got told from his friend that the same thing is happening in America for a month now, and with the arrival of the American troops to deal with the ongoing war, this might have passed the disease upon Europe.
Chapter 2, A Global Issue.
In 3 months, 1/3 of Manchester's population died ill to this unknown virus. The empty streets of the city haunts him. With bikes laying around, empty cars, soccer balls, and everyday items. The landline stopped working about a month ago as no one was working on the landlines. They were forced into quarantine by this unknown virus at the time.
Facts. How this all started was from a strain of virus named type A, subtype H1N1. It was assumed that the flu started in Spain, where it got its name from, but it affected millions around the world. It spread through the air quickly, too. Common symptoms include high fevers, headaches, sore throat, and many more. Fun fact, the Spanish flu killed more than World War I.
It was a sunny day in Manchester during the youth of my grandpa's life, when he was